Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Your time is up. My time is now. You can't see me.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. We're in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, and it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun in here today.
Well, because Doug has been delightful. Doug, thank you. And Iggy, thank you for kind of laying out what you'll be doing. And Plowsy's drops have been outstanding. Kudos to you. And Tim, you're always great. Always great.
Thank you. What's wrong with that, Doug?
I praise you, too.
It was kind of a lemming for the whole group.
I like this group.
And you've been especially witty, Jim.
Nice, Doug.
What's wrong with me liking this group? I like our squad.
That's why I hit the gong.
I'd put this squad up against any squad at the station.
Stop saying squad. And don't say squad goals. And don't show me pictures of your meal prep.
When have I showed you pictures of a meal prep?
I've got you blocked. I don't know. You might do it all the time.
Well, I know. You got to block.
All right, attorney's mic on.
I blocked my first person on Twitter the other day.
Who'd you block?
I didn't see it. Timmy pointed it out that some guy was trashing my picks. And he just constantly was, don't listen to Iggy. He's going to lose. So I did block him. I don't want to read his crap anymore.
No, you don't have to.
You can trash me if you want, but just constantly.
I didn't think it was necessarily like, whatever, egregious, but I just was like, why would anybody give a damn like Iggy's just random football picks or something.
But it was the third time he's done it. So
I was like, do you know this guy? The reason why is because he said he worked at the station and I was wondering who this is. Now, the cat, you've said it before, there are a lot of stars and sometimes we don't know everybody,
right?
Which is unfortunate because if you have a checkbook, you can have a show. Ideally, there's something in the checking account to make the check worth something. Unfortunately, sometimes there isn't. But either way, and then you're a star and then you go on social media and you talk about it. But in this case, this person, I don't think, worked at the station.
He was a caller to a show, I think, and just said he worked at 590.
Doug, would you put on your Twitter profile if you were a caller into a sports team?
I'd probably try to find something else. Something a little meatier than that.
But I kept getting texts from people. Who is this guy? Did you see what he did? He trashed you. That didn't bother me, but then when he constantly did it, I just...
Who was the guy?
I don't remember his name.
I didn't know. That's why I asked Iggy. I said, who is this guy? What show is he on at the station?
What's his beef?
I don't know.
Doug, unblock me on Twitter. Thanks, White Collar Gangster.
Well, I'm not going to unblock him. I did unblock him?
Am I still blocked by you?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
I'm not so sure.
Why don't you block the cat? What has he ever said?
Oh, he said some vile stuff.
I never say anything.
I've never seen anything
vile
on cats.
Never.
Tweets.
Yeah, he did.
Never.
Charlie did the same thing. I had to block him for a while. But when my car, the battery died, he took me to get a jump, so I unblocked him for that.
So I have to do something nice for you.
Well, that's a possibility.
I'd say generally I am nice to you.
Well, you weren't the day that I had to block you.
Well, because I said, if we get it, you can afford Ted Drew's ice cream.
No, that's not what you said. No, you said something very mean-spirited.
Doubt it. Well, we all have blocks.
Yeah. I'm sure I've been blocked by many people.
Why?
Well, you're on the fan page. And not active necessarily as a poster, but active as a reader, you said?
No, actually not active with either.
Somebody just posted the latest odds to win the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Doug, Donald Trump, plus 300. That means 3-1 for those of you not familiar with the term. The highest or the most likely, based on the odds, Democratic representative. I doubt you. Either one of you have seen this. Take a guess. I know who you're going to guess, and you're going to be wrong. So now that might be it. That's who you're going to guess, and you're going to be wrong. That is not it.
What about the Oprah?
Oprah is in the mix, but not this person.
Can we have initials, please?
E.W.
Elizabeth Warren.
That's correct.
She's the front runner?
Plus 800. Well, I mean, this is according to Odd Shark.
Oh, my.
Bernie Sanders is plus 1,000. Oprah Winfrey is plus 1,000. Joe Biden is plus 1,800. Michelle Obama, no, she was interested in running, plus 2,200.
What about The Rock?
Hillary Clinton and The Rock are both plus 3,300. Mark Cuban plus 5,000.
Sure.
Ted Cruz plus 10,000. Ivanka Trump plus 15,000. Tom Brady plus 20,000.
Tom Brady.
Jeez.
I would think.
What about... What about the guy? I forget what party. I guess he was a Democrat with the.
Why would Mike Pence's name be in there? I think he might be the one that's president in 2020.
He should at least be right after Trump in the odds.
Who's the guy with the shirt too tight in the debate? Democrat. Didn't say too much. Remember his shirt where he had a bad.
The guy who lasted a week or two?
Yeah. I wonder if he's in there.
Was he governor of Virginia? I don't know.
You want him in the mix?
No.
I got to tell you, you could say just put down a buck, and if you hit, you'll win whatever, a grand, so 1,000 to 1 on the money. Who's going to be president? Who's going to be inaugurated in January of 2021? I don't know who in the hell. I feel like I could guess like 50 people, and I might be wrong.
The way that the politics is going now, that's a lifetime away, 3 years from now.
Which is why forever. I'm saying, of course, if you would have said on, you know, whatever, what would have been comparatively speaking, January 2014, Donald Trump is going to be president and inaugurated in January 2017. Would I have believed that? Of course not. No. Hey, look, everybody. It's the guy who Iggy blocked on Twitter on the appliances counter phone.
Hello, guy. Hi, guy.
Hey, how we doing?
We're fine. You?
Oh, great. So, yeah, I heard you guys speaking of me on the air, and so I kind of wanted to clear the air a little bit because everyone was way off in their facts. So, first of all, Iggy started following me. I was a guest on one of your shows. The show has been dismantled since then. The That 590 show. I was a guest on that show for.
Why were you a guest?
Matt Berger was kind enough to give me an invite.
I like that Matt
show.
Berger. I thought Matt Berger was very good. For the record,
he was. He's a very good host.
Matt is a very nice guy, but I'll clear the air. I've never heard Matt Berger's show, so I wouldn't have followed you after being on there because I wouldn't have heard you.
Well, here we go again. Hold on now, Iggy. You followed me because I made a donation to a charity because Matt allowed me to be on the show for 3 hours, or 2 hours, I believe it was. And the best part of the show is I got to interview Terrence Schaefer and Richard Justice. Anyway, I made a small donation to the Megan Meyer Foundation. So then you followed me on Twitter to make sure because you held the check for like 6 to 8 months. So we had some Twitter interaction on that. And then I've been posting my NFL picks since week one, and I've been well above 500.
Hold on. Let me give you the bell. Hold on.
Hold on. Okay, so 1 week I had a win, a loss, and a push, and Iggy tweets me and says, looks like you need to take a loan out to pay your bookie. And I had a win,
damn.
A loss, and a push. A win, a loss, and a push. So then I started following his picks because he was god-awful. Okay, he was god-awful. So his play, his pick, his lock of the week was to take the over in the Missouri game again. Or no, it was the Memphis Bowl game.
Yeah, the Memphis game.
He wanted to take the over in the Memphis game. Now, he didn't realize it was going to be 20 degrees with a 30-mile-an-hour wind.
It's not easy to get that information.
And that the team that he expected to score. So anyway, he wanted this team. He said this team was going to score 55 points, so take the over. And I said, well, why wouldn't you take the side instead of the total if you think one team's going to score 55 and it was a 3-point spread? So what do you think? The other team's going to not score,
What are we doing? Hold on. What is your name, sir?
Guy.
I go by Eazy-E.
Eazy-E, God bless you. I never say pot him down.
All right, I got him on hold, Doug.
I believe in the free exchange of ideas. But we're making a big story over a dumb pick, so I was just trying to...
The Memphis-Iowa State game was pretty significant.
I was just trying to move it along. No disrespect. So now let's bring him back and let him speak. The marketplace?
He's not so easy at all.
Easy. Hold on. I'm not trying to disrespect you. I'm just trying to move you along and so we could get to the actual issue. So your assessment is that Iggy did follow you. And that he started this. I'm just trying to get to the friction here.
Well, no, there was a question over whether I worked for the station or not. I never once said I worked for the station. In my profile, I put on there that I was a guest because I was pretty excited about being on the radio as a guest. Mm. And actually, as soon as the show was over, I was invited back by both Matt Rocchio and Matt Berger for future shows. However, I said, I'm sorry, Matt, but I don't think your show is going to last very long.
Oh.
I really appreciate your offer, but I think you're going to be taken over by a few other fellows here in the near future, which. I don't want to be Nostradamus, but it did happen. The takeover did happen. But Matt is a great guy, and
Rocchio
anyway,
is still gainfully employed. He's an important member of our squad here at 5-9.
Well, I believe he's got a degree, so that helps him out quite a bit there, I would imagine. But anyway,
let me tell you about the importance of a degree.
Here's a really funny thing, is I was going to take Iggy out to play a really nice golf course in the spring on me. You know, I didn't have nothing against Iggy whatsoever. You know, I was just making small talk on Twitter, and he could take a shot at me, but he sure doesn't like to take it back, does he?
Now there's the friction. Not about a low pay. There's the friction. Iggy, your response. Because maybe we can mend these things.
No, we can still go play golf. And I do thank you for your donation, and I will. And I did reach out to you because you donated it for Gobble Bowl, and I think the check was in like March, and Gobble Bowl wasn't until November. So I said, can we just hold on to this till November, and then I'll put it in the Gobble Bowl.
You blocked me, but you won't block anybody who makes fun of your complexion or anything like that. But yet you blocked me.
I don't see much of that on Twitter. That's just on the show.
Okay,
but that's part of the show.
You blocked me.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll unblock you because you don't.
I'm not begging, I'm doing it because I didn't know
that was you. I didn't put two and two together that you wrote the check for Meghan Meyer.
Of course you didn't put two and two together.
Listen, double A.
Well, I didn't recognize the name. And again, I had the check for 8 months and I forgot to look at the name.
Double A, how about you graciously accept the fact that Iggy has offered to unblock and then you guys can get back to being friendly?
I would like to take him out for a round of golf.
Okay,
I really would.
So let's do it.
There you go. Where are you guys going to play?
Something like an Ambrier or a Tapawingo.
I like both those tracks.
I'll play wherever you want to play, buddy.
All right, and block him, Iggy, and then everything's good again, because this is what our show does. The Ryan Kelly Morning After brings people together. Mm. That's what we do. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. By the way, I saw a piece on Martin Kilcoyne's Fox 2. It showed your new studios with all the placards and all that. I mean, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, we got our signage.
There was a lot of signage. The studios here are really so damn good.
I can't say that enough. The work that they did to put these studios together,
nice.
So damn good. That's a nice nice call, Easy.
Easy, what's your name
on
Twitter?
I was your UPS man at your old studio. So if that helps you out at all.
Oh, I know this.
Well, they would always go outside and they'd smoke cigarettes and they'd always look at the girls walking into the chiropractor's office. I thought that was a little. Yeah. So
text, you guys
have a great morning. I'm on my way to deliver boxes.
Text your name to the inbox so I know what it is on Twitter.
Well, that's another thing. I got blocked on somehow on your.
You're blocked on that too. Yeah. Blocked by a lot of people. Just send me a message on Facebook and I'll put you back on
there
Twitter.
There we go.
I don't do Facebook. I'll figure it out at some point.
Please, this guy.
All right. See ya.
Can't unblock him. I don't know his name.
Blocked from the fan page, too. That's gold.
I thought he said he was blocked from the text inbox.
He's blocked from the text box, too.
Wow.
God almighty.
We tried.
I thought he said he was blocked from the fan page, and that would have been hilarious.
We tried. Doug, we tried.
Yeah, they wanted him on that radio show. The man's a human filibuster. He doesn't stop talking. Maybe he's lonely as a UPS driver. He doesn't get to talk to anybody all day. He's driving his liver packages.
I like the guy. I thought it was a good call.
Now I feel bad because I know and I'll give him credit. He wrote a check for $100 for the Meghan Meyer Foundation.
So it turns out you do know the gentleman.
I'd never met him. No, he just...
But you know of him.
Matt Berger gave it to me. He said, I'm leaving a check here for you. Some guy who's been on my show is a fan of the foundation and wanted to drop off a check. And I said, great. And it said Gobble Bowl, I think, but I said, because he wanted to give it to Gobble Bowl, I said, well, Gobble Bowl is not till November. Do you mind if I just keep it and then I'll deposit it at Gobble Bowl? And he said, yeah, so that's why I sat on my dresser
for
8 months.
But did you go after his picks?
Well, I think he was wrong, because he said he had a win, a push, and a loss, but he had like nine picks up there.
But did you make fun of his picks first?
Well, kiddingly.
Right.
Because I thought I was correcting him because I think it looked like he had five losers. And he said,
Here's Biff. Okay. Let's
Oh, hello, Biff.
What a follow up.
Hello, Biff.
Hey, you there?
Yes, we're here.
Hi, Doug.
Hello, Biff. How are you?
I'm just driving to work in the rain. You?
Oh, I'm fine. Oh, gosh, yeah, I'm fine.
Biff.
Eating breakfast while I'm driving to work.
Good story. All right, so, Biff, are you guys flying private to Las Vegas?
No, Goldfinger, he's over in New Zealand right now, so I had a bucket with his jet. Goldfinger's the one with the private jet. He's in New Zealand.
Got it.
With some babes. So I booked us the departure flight. Iggy is that Wednesday.
Okay.
7:30 a.m. Like you asked for early, so that I got the first flight. 7:30 a.m.
I actually asked late morning so I could do the show, but that's all right.
No, that's not what you said, but okay.
God, Iggy, you're having a segment here where people are coming after you a little bit.
All right. Well,
here's my main question, Biff. Why are you guys not going to the AVN Awards show?
I don't know. That's
Iggy.
Iggy
said he couldn't get a pass.
Well, I thought
it's not Biff. It's Iggy. Right? Biff, you'd go, right? You'd go and cover it, right?
Well, okay, so here's the deal. Right. Iggy wants to return.
It's like Easy E.
Iggy wants to return on Saturday,
yeah.
So I said, that's fine. Sure. I don't know when I'm coming back. I might stay there a couple weeks.
Yeah. Right, but you would cover. You would cover it if you guys could get credentialed, right? It's not you that's saying, I don't want to go.
Right.
Okay.
Right, me and Gentle will go cover the actual show, sure.
Sure.
You got still an item?
Well, I got to go see her. You know, I haven't seen her in a couple months.
But do you talk? You send
Oh, yeah, we talk frequently, yeah.
Didn't you get her a phone or something?
Yeah, I got her an iPhone for a birthday present.
That was a nice gift. She didn't have a phone before?
Well, she had one, but it was like an old one.
Oh. What? I just had a birthday in December. You didn't give me anything. Yeah.
You don't strip.
Yeah. Hey, Iggy, by the way, I did book us the departure flight. It is a first-class flight.
Oh, but also, wow.
Perfect, buddy.
Wow. So you booked Iggy's return flight on that Saturday, and he's flying first class.
No, I haven't booked the return flight yet. I booked the departure flight, first class.
Balls so hard. Let me ask you that, because I only fly Southwest to Las Vegas, so obviously I'm flying south. What does a first-class ticket to Las Vegas cost, Biff? Be honest with me. I need to know this.
Every time you call, it's a different price. I for the life.
What did this one cost?
Figure out. Let me think a minute. I want to say they range. Now, when you book them 2 weeks in advance, I think you get first class for about $800, $700, something like that.
And what's the cheapest flight cost?
You can get them pretty cheap,
as opposed to.
Oh yeah, I could have. I could have flew as cost. Oh, I could have flew his coach for $120.
Look at you. Wow. Look at you. Look at that, Iggy.
Wow.
First class. This is just cover the AVNs, man.
A little more.
It's like a Price is Right showcase showdown.
Iggy, you're not allowed to think it's going to be good because you're there for work.
Can you smoke in first class?
No.
Okay.
No, there's no smoking on flights.
No.
However, it's American Airlines, and the plane stops in Arizona, and what it does, typically it just lets, it's on the ground for like 45 minutes, it lets a few people off. Few people get on.
Right, most of us have flown. We understand how the thing works. But then you go to the American Airlines Ambassador's Room, Iggy, and you can sit there and have a scotch and look at all the beautiful, successful people. Right, Biff?
He could have a smoke in Arizona, too, while we're on the ground.
There you go.
They let you off the plane for 45 minutes?
If it's 45 minutes, they ain't letting you off.
Right.
They're not going to let you off if it's just a 45-minute layover. Trust me.
They do in first class, Jim.
Wow and wow and wow.
No, they don't, but good luck.
Wow and wow
they
and
don't,
wow.
But good luck.
Well, maybe he's done.
Is that going to be tough for you to go 4 hours without having a dart?
No. Mm-hmm. That is Reed.
Hey, Tim, when is the actual awards? I know all about
2 weeks from Saturday. Saturday night. Probably at the Hard Rock, the joint there.
Okay, so I'm going to stay and try to go to that. How would I go about getting tickets to that?
Somebody, Juan Pablo, the pool boy, just texted in that tickets to the AVN Awards show are still available under $500 on Eventbrite. Iggy is lying again. It's from Juan Pablo.
No, I'm not lying. I said I can't get a credential. Media are not allowed to get a credential to go for free. If you want to buy tickets, you can go. I'm not spending $400 to go to the AVN Awards. But as a media, your credential does not get you into the show itself.
Tim might be able to pull some strings, though, right?
I could talk to that man well.
This is like going to the Oscars or the Golden Globes.
That's right.
Just because you're interviewing people on the red carpet doesn't mean you have a seat in the theater.
But they're not even doing the red carpet. They're just going to the expo.
Well, still,
right.
He's going to have to cough up 500 or maybe 1,000 for the two of them to get into the show.
No, Tim can pull some strings.
Can talk to that man well.
He can talk to that man well.
Yep. Oh. Biff, is Gentle going to cover the awards with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's getting a sexy dress, too.
What will you wear, Biff? Yep.
Not a sexy dress, but like suit, you know.
Well, tell her she's a reporter, so not to dress better than the porn stars.
Maybe she'll get noticed.
Tell her to just wear if she wants.
Is Gentle interested in shooting stag?
I don't know.
Yeah, be fun conversation.
Well, I think you're a real sport for footing the bill for this.
Amen,
so,
sir.
Hell yes, sir. I want to say thank you, Biff.
Oh, no problem. But I'll look into getting tickets for. I know Iggy needs to come home Saturday midday.
He doesn't need to.
Well, he said he does. So I'll look into getting tickets for me and Gentle to go to the awards, so that way I can.
Yeah, that way you can cover it for us.
Now, will you have to buy two different hotel rooms? Or are you and Iggy going to bunk together?
Good question again. Yeah, where are you guys staying?
I don't know. I'm looking into it. I'll get Iggy his own room.
Yeah, thank you.
Will you?
I don't share.
Yeah.
You don't share with the guy who's paying it all.
No.
No, I get him his own room. That's a nice I need gesture. Privacy.
He needs his room for Gentle. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm bringing my dog too, just so you know. You got a dog. I'm bringing
absolutely
him.
Perfect. Yeah.
Bringing a dog.
It's like a 4-pound dog.
It's like a little Yorkie, isn't it?
You're good, dude.
Yeah.
So like it's Paris Hilton, you're going to carry it on the plane with a basket?
Sure.
Yeah, it goes under. She goes under the seat in her carry case. Yeah.
And the hotel's
this is our fifth
the hotel's okay with that? A dog.
About half of them will let you. You just have to call and check. You know, about half of them will allow dogs. You pay a fee. Yep.
Why don't you see if there's any rooms available at the Hard Rock so we don't have to really do a lot of walking. We just kind of go downstairs.
You can get inexpensive rooms there, Biff. Not that you're looking to cut corners, but that probably would lead to more creepiness because all those porn stars hang out at the Circle Bar.
Be kind of fun to bump into them in the elevator.
I rode an elevator with Tommy Gunn, and it was like being with Mickey Mantle.
I don't know Tommy Gunn.
Tommy Gunn was Mickey in the Rocky series. He was Tommy Morrison. You remember that?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, did you get my text Monday about 5 minutes before the national championship?
I mean, all you said was take Alabama on the money line. It wasn't like you were giving me a stock tip on Blue Horseshoes, you know, hot tip. So.
Yeah, but did you take it?
No, I didn't. I live bet Alabama plus 3.5 when they were down by 10.
Oh, that's not bad. I've had 1,500 on it.
Tip of the cap.
On Alabama, yeah.
How are your hockey picks
gonna
doing,
pay
baby?
For this trip.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well,
sorry to bore you with that comment.
Hey, you guys ever been to Lamp Mansion?
Doug?
No, I've heard it's haunted.
Yeah,
I'm going there for lunch today. I'm taking two of the DB's girls there for lunch.
Are you?
They got a really good lunch. You ought to try it, Doug.
What do they have at the Lamp Mansion?
You start with a really good salad. Has lots of stuff on it. You know?
Yeah.
Man, get like a steak sandwich. Yeah. Cheese, onions, peppers. Yep.
I didn't realize they had the lunch at the Limp Mansion.
Oh yeah, you're missing it, Doug. And well, and they have a high yield steak cut fries.
Well, yeah. Wow,
I like that.
Now my interest is.
That's in
perked,
Soulard somewhere.
Peaked,
is that
perked,
in Soulard?
Peaked Nurse.
Yeah, over there by the brewery, right across the highway from Anheuser-Busch.
All right.
Yeah, beats my breakfast. All I'm having for breakfast is Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, that's not good for you.
That's blocking.
Don't do that.
Well, we'll have some nice meals in Vegas. If
you paying for that too? You paying for the food also in Vegas?
Yeah, I told Iggy it's on me. Yep.
Wow, what a great sport you are!
Is Gentle going to bring a friend for your wingman?
I don't know. I have to ask her.
Kind of like Mikey and T rolling up at the Bamboo Lounge in Swingers, Doug. Remember that scene?
No.
Vince Vaughn and John Favreau.
Okay.
I'm going to do my best to
bang. Well, we're not in Kansas anymore. Wonderful.
I'm going to do my best to bang Dillian Harper.
Well, the mission has been stated.
Hey, what time is the awards Saturday night?
Doug, what time are the awards?
I don't have any idea. I'm guessing 7 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9.
Yeah.
11 o'clock St. Louis time.
A lot of the girls probably aren't awake at 7 o'clock at night. So
tough but fair. Yeah. Tough and fair.
I'll have to see if Gentle can go into work a little late because Saturday night's her big night at the club. You
I
know.
Bet it is. Well, you're going to have to pay her, too, to make up for what she's not going to make
I'm
at
sure
the club.
That's already been established.
She's going to walk out of that weekend rich.
She's, well, see, they're open 24 hours at the Rhino, so she could probably, if the wards go from like 9 to 12, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Have you ever rolled into a strip bar at 10:30 in the morning after having breakfast and a workout?
I have not, no. No? No, no,
well,
no.
They're open.
How late do you think they go, Tim, about 9 to 12?
The awards, the thing that I noticed about the AVNs is that like halfway through, most of the people have gotten up and left, which makes it awkward when they announce the winners and nobody comes up. It's the best. It's the absolute best. And like I said, there's a blimp that says Fleshlight, and it's floating above the crowd the entire time. It's a wonderful event, and I'm living vicariously through you and Iggy and Gentle in 2 weeks.
So you think it lasts about 2 hours then, or what?
Doug, what do you think? Two ten?
Oh, you couldn't possibly sit through 2 hours of that, could you?
I could. I've done it twice. I love it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow.
I think of about, 50 minutes or so, and everyone's had their laugh, and then you go on home.
Here are the nominees for Best New Starlet. Aria Faye, she's beautiful, but I think she's hampered by the big tattoo on her torso. Honey Gold, also beautiful. Eliza Jane, not familiar with her. There's Jill Cassidy. We brought her to you with the Bomber O'Brien's up-and-coming adult film starlet. Now she might get recognized. I could see her winning. Elena Koshka, not familiar with her work. Riley Nixon, that's Buzzed Baby. Giselle Palmer, Lena Paul, Bella Rose, Sophie Ryan, Scarlett Sage, and only four more. Chloe Scott, Kristen Scott, no relation, Violet Starr, and Whitney Wright. Who do you like there, Iggy?
Jill Cassidy.
Jill Cassidy. I could see that.
She's been doing a lot of work lately.
Biff, you could see Jill Cassidy win Best New Starlet. You could tell people you were there.
I've been studying up, so I got something to know of the girls. I bought a bunch of DVDs, and I've been watching the trailers at the end.
Yeah, now you can write those off.
DVDs?
Yeah.
Don't you have a laptop?
That way you put in a DVD player. So you watch the trailers at the end of the DVDs where they interview the girls, and you get to know them a little better. So that way I'll know these girls when I'm helping you interview them.
Oh, okay. Right. Good for you.
You'll stand right next to Iggy and suggest a question or two?
I'll put Gentle between us. That'll make us both look better.
Okay.
Hey, Iggy, you want me to bump that flight up a little bit so you can do the show Wednesday?
Can I move your first class flight for you is the question.
No,
I can probably bump it up a little.
If the boys don't mind me missing Wednesday, then just leave it how it is.
Now, what are you going to take, Iggy, if there's time.
Yeah, because I'll be busy.
To nice meals, like at the, like someone said at the... At Circus, there's a really good DQ brasserie there.
Woo!
No,
didn't know that.
I'll be happy with an In-N-Out burger. We'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But Tim, what's your favorite? Because that's where we're going first.
I don't know if you guys dig sushi.
Love sushi.
But let me tell you something, Jack. The best sushi I've ever had. We went to Nobu like two nights later, and it's like, God, Nobu's not as good as this now. Nobu was like a step down. It's called Kabuto. It's off the strip. There's only like five tables in the place. It's unbelievable. You want to impress Gentle, you take her there, Biff. I'm sure it probably doesn't matter with the compensation established anyway. But nonetheless, that is a fine, fine restaurant.
Or the Golden Corral might Golden do Corral, the same.
Delmonico at the Venetian, Kraft Steak at MGM. And then Sinatra at the Wynn. Those are my. That's my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, you ever been to Wolfgang Puck's? That's pretty good stuff.
Well, I know he has Cut at Palazzo, but I haven't been to any others. Biff, Derek Gould's coming on. Is there anything else you got?
Gordon Ramsay's a good one too, Tim.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you, Biff.
Iggy, he's flying you first class. He's willing to move the flight for you. I mean, you've got it all figured out. And you're going to the
AVN. He does, because I haven't really asked for any of this. I just said, fly me out there.
But you're getting to live it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm legitimately jealous. Jealous as the day is long. I'm jealous of the Plowhawks' permanent happiness, and I'm jealous of you flying first class out to the AVNs.
You want to go in my place?
I can't do that.
That was a major limbing question.
No, it's going to be fun. Again, Kat, we'll be work, but it'll be fun.
Anna Marie, I've got to go and leave you here with the young tyke. I got to go out to cover the expo.
Iggy's canceled, so I got to take his place.
Right.
We need to get this done.
Yep. I know you'll do great. I always wanted to have you and Larry Nickel go out there and work the red carpet, and Biff and Gentle will do just fine. Thank you.
I think they'll be fine.
And you're going to video some of this for the website?
I don't think we have it. I may do a Facebook Live.
What about
the girls
just recording with your phone? That's just, Doug, you shoot video for KMOV with your phone. You could
yes.
shoot.
I could.
Yeah. For real, absolutely. This stuff's going to be gold, man. People act like they don't like it, but then it gets like ridiculous amounts of traffic. You know, cause you got to be moral and stuff.
I have no problem not being moral.
No, I know that, but I'm talking about the people who say they won't look at it, and then they all look
then
at it.
Then they all will, yeah.
Derek Gould is going to join us here coming up with the latest on what's going on with the Cardinals. Doug, could you tell us about the STL tax lawyer?
Well, we're getting into tax season, you know. It's time to start thinking about it. The paperwork's going to start to come in from your employers, and you're going to have to say, what am I going to do with my taxes this year? And you know, the name that you should know is Mark Milton. Plowsy even had an experience with Mark Milton.
Yeah, holla at your boy, Mark. He did help me out yesterday, so I appreciate it.
Holla at your boy, Mark. If you're currently sideways with the IRS, maybe if you've had unfiled returns in the past that are bothering you, you're facing tax liens, bank levies, wage garnishments, any kind of IRS problem, Mark Milton can help you get it straightened out. He's a former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney. Here's his website, stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton and stltaxlawyer.com provide a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the radio. Did you know?
You need a local guy.
You do. Did you know that STLTaxLawyer.com also prepares tax returns for individuals and small businesses? So call today or stop by Mark's new office right here by the studio, corner of Woodlawn and Manchester in Kirkwood. It's at 10260 Manchester Road. If you have IRS problems or you're looking to get your personal or small business taxes done, visit STLTaxLawyer.com today or call them at 314-394-3370. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Joining us right now in the appliance discounter phone lines from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STLtoday.com, ladies and gentlemen, it's Derek Gould. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this fine day?
Shh, it's all quiet on the Major League Baseball front.
I saw your tweet, Kat, of a golf photo, correct?
Placard.
Quiet.
Placard,
placard. Yeah, no, I thought that was... I thought that was well done. I thought that was a very subtle and just strong. Good tweet, Kat.
Thank
good
you. My thing is, I understand that the Cardinals are in on Arrieta. I can't imagine that they'd give him 5 years.
Nope.
I hear that, and when I say I hear, I actually spoke to someone who has some knowledge of it. It's not reading someone else. That he has a 4-year offer. He's looking for 5, and that any talk that Lance Lynn might be circled back to may not be entirely accurate. Your thoughts on what I just said and the quiet placard?
My thoughts on what you just said is that resonates with my understanding from the very beginning of this winter and has not changed in recent weeks, I guess, or past week, is this notion that if the way it was described to me, the word I think that was used, or maybe I asked if this was an appropriate word, was if the market softens on Arrieta, meaning that you get the shorter term deal, then the Cardinals are interested in that. And, you know, that really has been their view of it from the beginning. Now, they were very aware that they may be used publicly or even privately to try to up the cost or up the probability of Arrieta returning to the Cubs. That's a pretty standard ploy by agents to say, hey, look, you know, we have interest from your rival. Don't you want to make this happen? There's also some sense that, you know, that the Washington Nationals are interested in a starter, and that could be a landing place for Arrieta. And his agent has had a lot of success getting the deals that he wants from that team eventually. So that's also a place where Lance Lynn would be a fit. And if the Astros aren't able to pull off this on again, off again, is going to happen, isn't going to happen, footsie with Gerrit Cole, then that's also a place where Lance would be a fit. And actually both of those teams are of interest, as you know, Cap, because Lance has a home down there. And, you know, and in talking to people who know Lance, he saw those two teams as an appealing place, not just because of the proximity to home for spring training, but because of how he would fit in those teams' chances to win. So there is a bit of a carousel going on with the starters, but what you described, nails it. I mean, Arrieta's market is going to have to, not market, but ask is going to have to drop for the Cardinals to be an assertive player. They're more of a lurker on the periphery. And, you know, in talking to people who are not with the Cardinals, there is some sense that Arrieta may not get to that point, that he may get the offer he wants before the Cardinals would be able to be in play.
And the softening of the market, as you put it, to me is the major reason why it's been all quiet on the Western front. When you hear Hosmer, 7 years, $150 million, I think teams are just going to wait it out, right?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, look at the deals that have been done. And even the Bruce deal fits right in. There haven't been long-term deals. They've all been, you know, 3-4 year deals. They've all been really high annual average value. It speaks to teams doing what the Cardinals have always preferred to do, get shorter term and recognize that you have to pay for shorter term. But shorter term, I think this market is fascinating because I think, you know, what is freezing it is that so many teams view player value the same way, and thus there isn't the team that's making an emotional move or a retro move that then moves the market in a direction. If everybody sees players the same way, then it's very difficult for deals to be made if agents are trying to push them beyond that same way, and you have all these teams making data-driven or very calculated moves, then it's going to freeze the market. And the other is how many players Scott Boras has, not just free agents, but also, arbitration eligible players. Let's not forget that while it's all quiet right now, it's not going to be quiet in 24 hours because tomorrow is the arbitration filing deadline, and the Cardinals have four guys who they have arbitration situations with. And if they're going to win trial like they did last year, I got to seriously wonder whether or not the Cardinals want to say, hey, Marcell Ozuna, welcome to the team. Let's go to an arbitration hearing right away. That doesn't seem like the best route to go with a player that you just gave a bunch of prospects up to get and have made the centerpiece of your winter. So that quiet's probably about to end. But Boras having about 30 clients who are either free agents or ARB eligible, and he is patient, and he's going to wait for his price too. So that's where you have it. You know, you have the boxers in their corners eyeing each other and not coming out.
It kind of feels like a lot of teams have just decided that we're just not going to pay these outrageous rates anymore. That maybe that's why what some of the logjam is. Or they've all just said, you know, we're not going to get
the hedge fund, man. That's what happens when every team is run like a hedge fund.
Yeah. But you can understand it when a guy like Hosmer apparently wants a 7-year deal for how many million? 150, 170? I could see where a lot of teams are just saying, you know what? We're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
or they're waiting, because I've also heard that maybe those reports that, he's got two offers for 7 years, maybe they're not true, right?
I don't know. You know, another reporter reported those things. I've heard reporters say not him specifically, but I've heard a lot of things from reporters that blur the line between speculation and reporting, and some of it just isn't true. That could be agents trying to stir it up. That could be just the culture right now. There's and you guys know this. You guys are in media. There are jobs now where folks are paid to drive, to have some tweet be retweeted a bunch and to drive conversation and to not just be first, but be what's before first, pre-first when it comes to reporting. And so that leads to some speculation. And this market has invited it because, Twitter abhors a vacuum. I think we've talked about this before, is that, if there's not anything going on, that doesn't mean that people aren't hungry for information. And there are jobs that are designed to provide that information, whether it's speculation in, sheep's clothing, where masquerading is reporting, or whether it's actual reporting. And it's become very difficult at times to discern the two.
There's an element of poker, at this time of year for all major league teams. So when the Cardinals say, no, we're fine with our starting rotation, I know that they're in on Arrieta to some extent. I don't know how deep they're in on it. But do you think that's an element of poker that they realize, especially if they're talking about Reyes and the bullpen, that rotation might be a little light? Do you think they recognize that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, wholeheartedly. And not only that, but they have a belief, they've articulated it, that pitching will always be there. So, and this market has done nothing to disprove them. You look at some of the starters who are still available, and you go, well, I mean, they could get a week, 2 weeks into spring training, and there still be a free agent to turn to, or still be a trade to turn to. Their interest in Chris Archer, for example, talked to the Rays about Chris Archer, and trading for him. They would like to upgrade the rotation if possible. Recognize that you have the possibility that some of these guys are still going to be there. Look at the list of starters. I mean, we mentioned Lance Lynn and Arrieta, two guys at the at the upper shelves. But you also have like a Hellickson, a Cashner. These guys would still find a way to help a team, especially if it's on a one-year deal or a one-year-plus deal. They're still around. It's a little like Kyle Loesch a few years ago, and the idea that there was pitching available when the Cardinals decided that they needed it.
I imagine there's some agents trying to line up the former clients of Jason Woods today after that bizarre story yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you know him at all?
Met a few times, maybe once or twice. But knew that he was local. More knew him because of Ben Attendee being in town. Andrew Ben Attendee, the outfielder for the Boston Red Sox, mm-hmm. spent last offseason and part of this offseason in
Derek, what are you doing with your phone? Derek, what are you doing?
I don't know what's going on. Is somebody trying to hack my phone? You asked us one.
Paul, what are you doing? You're playing drugs.
I'm not, but it's good, Derek.
That's fascinating. I'm like going, wait, I didn't say anything bad. So weird. Anyway, but Ben Attendee spent the off season, and I'd heard that he was here in town in St. Louis, and so I asked a little bit about why. And his friendship with Tate Matheny, they knew each other in the minors with Boston Red Sox, and then Ben Attendee's agent was based here, and that was that connecting the dots there. That's how I knew of Jason, and he played ball at SLU. I did remember that aspect.
Jason Woods did.
Yeah.
No, I guess I didn't realize that. I knew he's from Granite City.
Bizarre story. Bizarre.
Yeah. Well, great career in one fell swoop.
Yeah. He released a statement last night that denied the allegations. We'll see where this goes. The union is involved. And they'll run the investigation through. The fan rag story, the original fan rag story, was. It didn't have any named sources, but it went out of its way to point out how many sources it had, and I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, and whether he can defend himself or not, once the story's out there, it's hard to get your reputation back, whether it's true or not.
Yeah, well, isn't it a great thing, though? This is a wonderful world we've created with all this, right?
All right, does it look to you like the Cardinals
social
still...
media napalm? Yeah. What's that?
Does it look to you like the Cardinals still have a shot at Colome? Because I've read a few people writing about Reyes. I've heard that, and I know that Matheny said that Reyes could start the season in the bullpen. If he's one of their late game options, they don't necessarily need Colome.
My sense as of today is that their preference is elsewhere, that their wish to add a reliever who could be the closer is not via trade with the Rays. There's free agents out there. There may be the chance to look elsewhere for a trade. Again, what is Toronto doing? What does Toronto want to pull off? Baltimore is another place where you'd have a conversation about one of their relievers, but no, that Colome as closer You know, the conversation with the Rays, you know, with Archer, with Longoria, these guys, it seems like the Cardinals wish to find their closer from another avenue, if they're adding one.
Good knowledge. Good knowledge. People have been focused on that. Do you have any? I keep thinking Addison Reed's going to wind up.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Oh, so we're on the same
page. I wrote the thing yesterday. I mean, Addison Reed, and Addison Reed has had a weird winter. I really need to try to pin down why. That's a question
I've
asked.
Because he was about to sign with the Phillies. Am I correct? Is that who it was?
Well, Buster only reported that he was working on a 3-year deal with the Phillies. I'll be candid. I was told that there was momentum with the Cardinals at one point. This is around Thanksgiving, and then nothing came of it. And, in fact, I got very assertive that, no, there had not been that much progress made. And then you have this report that he's with the Phillies. I mean, it's an odd kind of thing. And he's still there. There's a number of ways you could go, a lot of speculation you could do about why. But the why is something that I've asked, but I need to get a better answer.
What is your opinion of Addison Reed? Should he be the guy that we both think he winds up being as the Cardinal closer?
Yeah, I think he'd be a good fit. I think he's a good fit all around. One of the curious things that's happened in conversations in baseball, but also how you view players, is that teams don't look just at production. You know, I think, you know, we're in an age where they look for value, and it's an odd conversation to have, right? Because you look for production and you're like, well, let's go get the guy who, you know, slugs 550 and hits 30 bombs. And now you say, well, let's go look for value. Find the guy who slugs 550 but is paid like the guy who slugs 450, right? It's just a weird kind of conversation.
Yeah.
Well, Addison Reed has a past as a closer, right? He's got 40 save season in his career. He's got familiarity with the ninth. He's got familiarity with a team that is in contention. He doesn't have the fastball that Morrow or the fastball that Reyes has, but he's got a solid fastball. He's a classic fastball slider kind of pitcher who gives other teams fits, and he's going to come with value, right? I mean, he's in his late 20s, just turned 29. So, you know, you look and go, unless there is some kind of health concern that is not publicly known, and I hesitate to say that, but unless there's some kind of sinister or hesitation there with his health that we just can't know about or hasn't been revealed yet, then he seems to, as they say, check all the boxes, right?
That's the guy that going into the offseason I wondered about.
Yeah, I agree. And he's the guy who every time you look at what the Cardinals need, what their preferences is, how allergic they are to paying for saves like a Wade Davis. I mean, I just never saw, and you guys know this, never saw how that would line up with Wade Davis. Wade Davis was going to be paid for saves that he already has, or he already gave some other team, and that's just something that the Cardinals stay away from. And, you know, but you looked at it like, well, where would be the guy that fits all the things that they're saying publicly, but also fits their traits? And every single time I circled back to either Addison Reed, or if they really wanted to get kind of, you know, sort of sneaky smart move, it'd be Swarzak. But Swarzak is a Met right now. So, you know, and so some of these other guys, Shaw, already signed. So he just keeps circling back to Addison Reed.
Derek Gould with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS and InsideSTL.com. Derek, we appreciate the time. As always, sir, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. Enjoy winter warm-up. I look forward to – will you bring your quiet sign to winter warm-up?
No, but I will. Yet? I will steal food for you guys.
I do that
every year. I steal a plate of something for you guys. So
a plate of something. Yeah. No. Do you take requests this year?
No.
Or?
No. I try to get something that you'll need utensils for, and I won't provide the utensils.
Just so you know, this is why we call you Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Because you rob from the catered to give to the media.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The poor.
It's a nice gesture on your part.
Yes, it is.
Hold on.
All right, Derek. We'll see you there.
All right.
Thanks, Derek.
See you there, guys.
All right, Goolsy.
Derek Gould with us on the Appliances Kind of Phone Lines. Doesn't think the Cardinals will be doing business with the Rays on Column A. Thinks it's going to be Addison Reed. That's why when I saw Addison Reed only's tweet, I got it at this point a month ago, that he was close to going to the Phillies. I'm like, kind of in the back of my mind, I always figured he was going to wind up with the Cardinals.
There's some weird things going. I mean, with that one and the Cole thing, which right. seemed like it was a done deal. I think that there is a lot of misdirection going on. I'm not holding reporters accountable. It's very hard when your sources may have, you know, too much to do with a certain situation to get everything right. But I do think that the agents are trying to steer this so as to make something happen.
Kelly Chase usually joins us on Thursdays. He was with us yesterday as the Blues played on Tuesday night, and he's brought to you by Petromart. Doug, you go by that Petromart.
I do.
Blues analyst Kelly Chase joins us weekly. Brought to you by Petromart, fueled by Petromart. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 Gasoline. Not only can you fill up on gas when you stop at one of Petromart's stores, you can fill up your stomach, too. They offer a wide selection of food, drink, and other goodies to satisfy you and your family. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly. We'll take a commercial break. Don't forget to send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com for the Hot Shots email today. An unbelievable week so far as Misty Plops has won the first three Email of the Day competitions. Can he make it four in a row? Find out coming up here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.